Hey there, how you guys doing? You're listening to Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa. I'm Frank.
And I'm Vanessa.
And we just want to welcome you guys to our podcast. Me and Vanessa just want to say to you guys to be encouraged. Mm-hmm. And to know that God is working all things together for your good. Me and Vanessa, we started this podcast because we want to be able to be encouragers to you guys and uplift and keep you going. We know that there's some tough times out here, and we know that you guys enjoy some great times out here. And that's the beauty of life. And me and Vanessa is going to be as real as we possibly can. You know, one thing you see on our cover is that you got love and you got truth. And we're going to give it to you real, and we're going to give it to you with compassion. We living in times right now where we living in a world full of chaos, full of confusion, full of doubt, full of foolishness. There's so many topics that we can discuss with our own race killing each other, neighborhoods being condemned, broken families, raising children, everything that we can possibly be faced with in this world is going on right now. And we know that encouragement is needed more than ever. Thank God for my wife. You know, we've been married for over 20 years, and we come to understand how important encouragement means to one another. Me and my wife has a saying that we both cannot be weak at the same time. Somebody has to be strong in this relationship in order for us to be able to push one another to the next level in our lives. If I'm feeling down, I need her to be able to encourage me to lift me up. And if she's feeling down, she needs me to be able to lift her up and to encourage her, because we live in a time where things are so real, where depression can sneak up on you and pull you down. Because in life we are faced with difficulties. We face with so much that can be overbearing. And that's where the word of God comes in, and that's where our strength comes in. And we're gonna be so transparent with you guys to be able to let you know, with God all things are possible. And that's the message that me and my wife wants to keep giving out.
Amen. Like my husband said, he just did like a brief introduction of what we're trying to do on this podcast. Basically, we come in just to encourage, you know, like he said, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that we can discuss. So we want to just be that encouragement. We want to just be that uplifting. We want to be that person that makes you smile and give you hope at the end of the day, to know that God said that any dark situation, he would be the light. So God uses people to actually be his light on this earth. So that's what we're trying to do. Just be a light. Just be a help, you know. We did a podcast probably last weekend. We were just doing a little bit about, you know, just how we met. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to be the encouragement. We're just trying to be real as possible. And like we say, to be the light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the day. You know, through a bad situation, there's still light that can shine down on it and make a bad situation look like it was never a situation at all. So that's what we're here to do. Just encourage you, to uplift you, to give you hope at the end of the day. So with that being said, I'm going to let my husband speak a little bit.
And I thank you for that, to be open and to be transparent. And like you said, we did a podcast last week in fun about how we first met. And, you know, that was fun, you know, to be able to look back and to have a few discrepancies on where we met, how we met. And that's how real it is. You know, sometimes you're going to get on this podcast and it's going to be intense. You know, this is real life. You know, we're not on here for show. We're not here for fun. You know, me and my wife, we don't agree on everything, but The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So we have to come to a peace in our relationship to be able to compromise and be able to work with one another in order for us to move forward. And we just want to be that light, like my wife said, in this world full of darkness, in this world full of hopelessness, to be able to give you the hope of Jesus Christ, to be able to give you the hope to be able to get up in the morning and to be able to be successful and be able to be the person that God has created you to be.
Right. Like my husband said, you know, we come on here, laugh, talk, joke, cry, you know, serious. But for the most, we just decided to start this podcast just to show you that there is still light at the end of the tunnel. You know, like he said, last week we did a little introduction on how we met. We just want, you know, to let you know that you can still laugh in the midst of a storm. You know, so that's really what it's based around. We're trying to give you real life as real as we know it to be. And still show you that God still allows you to smile in a storm.
Mm-hmm. And that's good. We have 3 children. We have 2 grandchildren. We grateful and we proud parents raising children. As anybody who raised a child know that it can be a difficult situation. It can be a happy situation as well. And you know that there's a lot of conflict, a lot of confusion. There's a lot of running back and forth. There's a lot of getting on your knees and praying and asking God to guide you and lead you and help you, you know, raise your children just as our parents did with us. So we're going to be so transparent as, you know, to let you know that we're not judging, you know, because it's a lot of things that we've done in our past that our parents had to sit up late nights and cry about the situation that we had put them in.
And, you know, like my husband said, it really teaches you a lot. It teaches you things that you see that your parents went through. It really teaches you a lot. And like my husband said, with raising children, it makes you look back over your life and say, I understood now why mama said don't do this. And I understood why daddy said don't go to this place. I understood why they both said don't hang with this person. I understood why they say don't do certain things in your life because they could hunt you. You know, now it really makes you look and start to understand. I see what they were saying and what they were doing. The thing, because now you know, everything that happens, you know, the Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that happened that we thought was new, it was only new to us because we hadn't seen it, but that same thing had already been done before on the earth. So it makes you start to think, it makes you look deeply at a situation. And even with, you know, like our kids, even they see things, you know, now that they're having kids, that what we were trying to say, you know, that it makes them, so, you know, it just shows you that everything is a domino effect. You will see it again. So, you know, basically that's what we trying to
set out to accomplish. And we on Facebook, we do a Monday Night Live broadcast, a program that God has put on my wife's heart, and we've been doing that for over a year now. We do that every Monday night at 8 p.m. It's under my name, under Minister Frank Burrow. And then me and my wife has another Facebook page that we created together. It's called Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa. And you can go to both of those pages. You can like the Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa page, and you'll get updates of what we're doing. You'll get inspirational posts, which we put up there. But Monday Night Live is fun. It's real. You get to see us, amen, live. You get to see us with no script, and we just giving it to you from our heart, you know, of what we've been through of the week or the things that we may be faced with. And we just show you how, in spite of some being in a dark place, how God will pull you up out of them places and give you peace in the midst of a storm. And that's just how good our God is. And, you know, with so much going on in the world and so many people trying to run to this place and run to that place for refuge and just to find themselves more confused than ever, you know, we want you guys to understand that you're not by yourself. You're not fighting this fight by yourself. That we go through the same thing that you may be going through. You know, we grew up in the same neighborhoods that you guys grew up in, and we go through the same headaches that you guys may face sometime as well. And we just ask you guys to be an encouragement to us as we be an encouragement to you. And we just want to say thank you. And
we appreciate your time. We appreciate you even taking out time to support us. And like we said, we just want to do like a brief introduction just to let you know that, you know, we are coming up with this podcast. And, you know, we just want to have more than one avenue to reach people, to know, to let people know that Jesus loves you and that Jesus is here to save you. You know, he saved a wretch like us. So we know that Jesus is here for any and everybody who's willing to accept him. You know, he said if you open up your heart and he knock, he'll come in if you allow him to. So we just encourage you to keep going.
Okay, so we want to say thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa. Like I said, every Monday night at 8 p.m. we on Facebook Live. If you would like to support us, amen, you can send us a message. You can email me at frankburl@yahoo.com. That's frankburl@yahoo.com. You can email me if you would like to support our ministry. And we just want to say thank you guys once again from the bottom of our heart. And stay tuned for more Real Talk with Frank and Vanessa. Thank you guys and have a blessed night. Have a blessed day. Enjoy what God has given you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.